Beverly, Beverly Lynch, Lynch, 421-72, today's 10-15. 52-year-old woman, originally from Houston, married 2 years, has 4 children. She doesn't smoke. She doesn't drink. She woke up one morning on May 4th of 2022 with severe chest pain, diagnosed with acute coronary syndrome, and subsequently had 2 jump CABG performed, period. In the paragraph, patient also suffers from hypertension, diabetes, and she's had renal insufficiency, period. She's been renal insufficiency and now on dialysis for the past 2 years, period. In the paragraph, she's had a hard time dialyzing from access in her arm. She's had access in the right arm, left arm. She has a graft that they're waiting for it to mature before they can use for dialysis. She's had Quinton catheter on the right side of her chest and left side of her chest, and currently using the one on the left side of her chest for dialysis, period. In the paragraph, after her bypass surgery, she actually felt better. Subsequently, she's been losing weight. She's short of breath. She's weak. She's having difficulty with ambulation. She can walk about 5 to 7 feet without having any issues, period. In the paragraph, patient told her PCP and renal nephrologist that she wants no further treatment for her heart disease and wants to be kept comfortable at this time, period. Family history. Mom had diabetes, died of some sort of cancer, dad died of myocardial infarction. Medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, CHF, anxiety, agitation, diabetic neuropathy, chronic nausea and vomiting, renal failure, and hemodialysis now. Patient medication, lisinopril 40 milligram a day, isoradiol 60 milligram a day, Lipitor 40 milligram a day, Lasix 80 milligram a day, Remeron 50 milligram at nighttime, Neurontin 600 TID, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, Aspirin 81 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, Zofran 4 milligram PRN, Prilosec 20 milligram a day, Metoprolol 50 milligram succinate once a day, Nitroglycerin sublingual, and she used to be on insulin, but she no longer takes her insulin because, of course, she has no kidneys to utilize it. So the insulin that she has, the little insulin that she has, remains around. Her blood sugars have been stable. She's on some sort of hemodialysis vitamins with zinc at this time as well. Patient was found to be review of system, short of breath, thin, weight loss, weak, difficulty with walking, off balance. Overall, looks very debilitated, has had chronic nausea, no vomiting, no hematemesis, no hematochezia, no seizures or convulsion reported at this time. Blood pressure is 110 over 68, pulse is 92, respiration is 18, and febrile O2 sats 89%. Heart positive, small positive is 2, lungs, few bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck shows no JBD, skin shows no rash, around mucosal with lesion, lower extremity shows no edema, but appears very thin, very debilitated, 52-year-old woman who appears more like 92 years old. Assessment, 52-year-old woman who appears much older than stated age, with history of atherosclerotic heart disease with angina. Patient is on hemodialysis for 2 years. She was told her physician that she does not want to have a workup of her heart. She's having chest pain, shortness of breath, decreased exercise tolerance. So the physician has recommended palliative and hospice care at home, period. In the paragraph, she has nitroglycerin that she takes on a regular basis, along with isoradiol that she takes daily, period. In the paragraph, her volume status appears to be stable with the help of Lasix 80 milligram a day and hemodialysis, period. In the paragraph, she's had terrible vascular disease, and that's probably consistent with her heart problems that cannot create an access or a graft in her arm, so she's been dialyzing for the past 2 years from different catheters, Quinton catheter on the right, Quinton catheter on the left. There's an access in the right arm, but it's not working well, and it's not mature enough to be used for dialysis, period. In the paragraph, she's had a bypass surgery in the past, does not want to have any further workup, including stress, cardiac catheterization, chemical stress test or any other workup. She wants to be kept comfortable till she passes. She realized that she doesn't have very much longer to live. As far as her blood sugar, they've been stable with the fact that she's not using, she's on hemodialysis and is not, and her insulin that she has hangs around. Next number is, as far as depression is concerned, she's taking Zoloft and Remeron with some help. She's not suicidal. She does have pain related to her chronic neuropathy and nausea and vomiting, most likely because of diabetic gastroparesis in the past. Thank you.